How dangerous was he really? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. America's most famous TB patient, Andrew Speaker, has now apologized to any passengers he may have endangered on his airborne escape back to America. He says he's exhausted, not because of his trip, not because of his tuberculosis, he feels fine, but from the pressure of being treated like a terrorist. His father doesn't think it's fair, and he may have a point. It's becoming increasingly evident that his trip posed very little actual danger. He had no symptoms. His wife, and you'd think if anyone would get infected, it'd be his wife, test negative. And his wife's father, who actually works for the CDC doing tuberculosis studies, didn't think Speaker's condition was dangerous enough to postpone the wedding. And Speaker insists that the other health officials he consulted before making his trip also stopped short of forbidding him to leave. And he remains pretty sure of that because his father, also a lawyer, took the precaution of taping those conversations. And his father says those health officials, in advising his son not to travel, said, quote, "We have to tell you that to cover ourselves, but he's not a risk." He's going to cancel his wedding based on that? Considering the TB rate in America is the lowest recorded since reporting began in 1953, I'm betting it'll turn out that the actual danger posed to the nation by this case was slightly less than handing in your homework late. The real question is why, if we are this scared of TB, doesn't the government start paying the drug industry to do what it has hesitated to do so far and start mass production of an effective TB vaccine? Hey, maybe they ought to apologize. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.